Task 1.
Speaker A.
Last summer, I came across a bag of stale tortilla chips. To revive them, I decided to toss them into the toaster oven. I guess I must have set the temperature wrong because they burnt to a crisp very quickly. When after 10 minutes I saw one of them going up in flames, I thought that the fire plus electrics combo was really bad news. I freaked out and immediately opened the toaster oven to prevent a catastrophe. Yet it didn't occur to me that I'd be letting in way more oxygen, and the flames exploded out of the oven. Fortunately, I kept my head and tossed the whole tray into the sink. The oven glove I was wearing was only slightly singed, but the food was ruined.
Speaker B. It was our wedding anniversary, so I decided to surprise my wife and came up with the idea of making steaks in cognac. Even though I'd repeatedly proved to be all thumbs in the kitchen, I knuckled down to the new challenge. I started frying the fillets and got the cognac ready. However, when I was pouring the liquor into the pan, I got really heavy-handed and the alcohol caught fire, creating a very impressive volcano effect. The roaring fireball was so big that it was sucked up into the vent fan over the stove, set the filter on fire, and melted the plastic fan blades. My wife got alarmed by the peculiar smell drifting up from the kitchen and rushed in from the garden. I guess she was afraid that I'd aggravate the situation, so she grabbed the fire extinguisher and sprayed everything, including the would-be steaks. Speaker C.
Last month, I bought a spit roast attachment for my charcoal grill. Anxious to try out my new gadget, I placed a few pieces of pork on the skewer and positioned it over the drip pan. Content that everything was well, I retreated to the house. 30 minutes later, I heard what sounded like rain, so I went outside to check that it wasn't raining too hard, only to find my entire backyard engulfed in flames. It turned out that the sound I thought was rain was actually the popping sound of coals falling on the ground and igniting a backyard full of pine needles. A garden hose which had caught fire was making things worse, as it had spread the flames to wooden chairs on the lawn. To put the fire out, I desperately chopped off the part of the hose that was on fire so that I could use what was left to soak everything else. Obviously, the dinner was wasted, but I managed to prevent further disaster.
Listen to the recording once again.
Speaker A.
Last summer, I came across a bag of stale tortilla chips. To revive them, I decided to toss them into the toaster oven. I guess I must have set the temperature wrong because they burnt to a crisp very quickly. When after 10 minutes I saw one of them going up in flames, I thought that the fire plus electrics combo was really bad news. I freaked out and immediately opened the toaster oven to prevent a catastrophe. Yet it didn't occur to me that I'd be letting in way more oxygen, and the flames exploded out of the oven. Fortunately, I kept my head and tossed the whole tray into the sink. The oven glove I was wearing was only slightly singed, but the food was ruined.
Speaker B. It was our wedding anniversary, so I decided to surprise my wife and came up with the idea of making steaks in cognac. Even though I'd repeatedly proved to be all thumbs in the kitchen, I knuckled down to the new challenge. I started frying the fillets and got the cognac ready. However, when I was pouring the liquor into the pan, I got really heavy-handed and the alcohol caught fire, creating a very impressive volcano effect. The roaring fireball was so big that it was sucked up into the vent fan over the stove, set the filter on fire, and melted the plastic fan blades. My wife got alarmed by the peculiar smell drifting up from the kitchen and rushed in from the garden. I guess she was afraid that I'd aggravate the situation, so she grabbed the fire extinguisher and sprayed everything, including the would-be steaks. Speaker C.
Last month, I bought a spit roast attachment for my charcoal grill. Anxious to try out my new gadget, I placed a few pieces of pork on the skewer and positioned it over the drip pan. Content that everything was well, I retreated to the house. 30 minutes later, I heard what sounded like rain, so I went outside to check that it wasn't raining too hard, only to find my entire backyard engulfed in flames. It turned out that the sound I thought was rain was actually the popping sound of coals falling on the ground and igniting a backyard full of pine needles. A garden hose which had caught fire was making things worse, as it had spread the flames to wooden chairs on the lawn. To put the fire out, I desperately chopped off the part of the hose that was on fire so that I could use what was left to soak everything else. Obviously, the dinner was wasted, but I managed to prevent further disaster.